Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a great worship gathering yesterday as we continued to look at good news of a risen Lord. And focused yesterday and throughout this week in our broadcast, we'll be talking about the Lord of all and recognizing that with Jesus as Lord of all, we experience good news in a way that nothing else can bring. The difficulty is we struggle with making Jesus Lord of all in our life. It's not that we don't have a desire for that, but there's a part of us that tends to hold on to selfish desires. We like the idea of Jesus being Lord of our salvation, but Lord of my Wednesday morning or my Monday morning or my Tuesday evening, those are kind of my time. And yet, as we talked about yesterday, and it's not original with me, but it's been said, and I believe it's true, that if Jesus is not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. That's the nature of being Lord. It's that supreme authority. It's that ability to be in charge of everything. And so each day this week, each weekday, we're going to be talking and praying about a different aspect of Jesus being Lord. And today we're going to talk about Lord of all blessing. And the good thing. Romans 10, verse 12 says, "For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call upon him." To recognize the impartiality of God. The thing that we as humans struggle with. We tend to divide up based on anything imaginable. Some have been very bitter divisions. Some maintain and remain very bitter divisions. We divide on race, we divide on gender, we divide on income, we divide on recreational teams. The list goes on and on. And with God, he says that he would be the Lord of all blessing to all who would call upon him. Now, there's a slight disclaimer here because we hear that, and I know people that take verses like that and kind of make it sound like, well, there's no change required in our life. It just says I have to call upon God and I'm richly blessed. And so God, richly bless me. Wait, where's it at? See, Jesus says, those who were listening to him as he was on earth and to us, why do you call me Lord and not do what I say? You see, there's an inherent understanding when we call someone Lord that they're in charge. And this blessing that God promises to deliver without partiality requires more than a verbal calling upon God. It's a calling upon God with our life. It's calling upon the Lord with an acknowledgement that he is indeed Lord of our life. And this blessing comes when we put God in charge of everything. And so whether things are going well or things are not going well by our standards, we're blessed by God. And sometimes that's difficult to acknowledge. It's difficult to recognize. It's difficult to understand. When sickness settles in, when death comes to the family, when tragedy strikes, to realize Jesus as Lord of all blessings says, I don't know how he's going to do it, but God's going to do something good in the midst of this. And so we begin to look for it. We begin to wait for it. All while doing the things that we can do, all while doing the things that God's Word teaches us to do, all while being submissive to that one who is Lord of all. But there's also a requirement here, I believe, is that as Christians, our responsibility is to reflect Christ as accurately as we possibly can as we live in this flesh that's, well, has a tendency to sin. But as we recognize the nature of God, as we recognize the nature of Jesus as Lord, we realize that there's no room in our life for prejudice, for partiality, for looking down upon anyone who bears the image of God as his creation. We all have value, but we also all have sin. And those two seem to be in conflict in our mind. And many times as Christians, we begin to casually slide into a mindset that the good people have value. People like me. The bad people, the sinners, not so much. The problem is that thought, well, ignores the fact that we're the sinners. And we had value in God's eyes before we called upon the Lord, before we surrendered to Jesus as Lord of all, before we were immersed to have our sins washed away, before we were given the gift of His Spirit to dwell within us to help us. And while our actions, while our sinful deeds were abhorrent to God, we were still loved. And we have difficulty as humans understanding how to do that. It's not that sinful behavior and activity ought to be applauded or accepted as normal. But the people that are involved in it have the same value to God as you and I do. And the Bible says that God is patient, not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And His love desires that any of us caught up in sin would know how much He values us, how much He loves us, how much He wants us to call upon His name. And the Lord of all blessings says that He blesses those whom He loves. But if you read Scripture, you also find He blesses those who hate Him. In fact, Jesus told us that we ought to bless those who persecute us. You talk about the Lord of all blessing, calling us to bless those who persecute us, calling us to bless without partiality, to bless our enemies. That's unnatural for our human flesh. But it ought to be natural for our spiritual nature. You see, the Lord of all blessing takes life and views it from a different perspective, views it from an eternal perspective rather than a temporary one. Short of the return of Jesus in our lifetime, none of us make it off of this earth alive. Not this physical body. Our spirit does. Our soul, which belongs to God, does. And at that point, what matters is what we've done with Jesus. And so we discover the blessings that we need are not always the blessings that we seek after. We need the blessings that come from God's Spirit, the blessings of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, the blessings that His Spirit produces within us. We get those as we call upon the name of the Lord, as we acknowledge Him as Lord. So we live life knowing that whatever happens today, that God treats me fairly. He's not looking at my bank account statement. He's not looking at my skin color. He's not looking at my gender. He's not looking at anything other than I'm stamped, I'm created, I'm knit together in His image. And I've called upon Him and I belong to Him. And He says, my child, my desire is to bless you greatly. And it's my responsibility to acknowledge, to discover, to put into practice those things that God blesses me with. And sometimes those things are not nearly as visible as we want them to be. Because we're looking for the blessings we can grab hold of and that we can spend and that we can measure. God's looking to bless us in a way that blesses the entire earth, that blesses our family, that blesses our church, that blesses our community, that blesses our neighborhoods, but perhaps more importantly, that blesses our enemies. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, and your love has called us and given us the instructions on how to call upon you, to find salvation in the name of Jesus as we surrender to His Lordship. And Father, not simply a verbal calling out for help, but a recognition in this calling that Jesus is indeed Lord. And Father, as we recognize the impartiality that we are blessed with, that's based on us being your child, based on us being created in your image, based on us calling upon Jesus as Lord. May we treat others with that same sense of impartiality. May we understand that while we have different responsibilities and different tasks and different giftings, we have the same value. And so, God, help us to avoid those competitions that we create in our own mind to become better than someone else or to create a pecking order or to establish division. May we bless just as you bless. May we be impartial in the way that we treat people, even to the point of blessing our enemies as Jesus instructed us to. Father, today, as we experiencing the blessings of belonging to you, May we share those blessings. And whether the blessings that we share are exactly what people are wanting or thinking they need, may they be exactly what is most beneficial. And not just to us, but more importantly, most beneficial to those that we share them with. Father, in the tough times of life, the things today that we experience that aren't what we wanted, may we know the peace of your blessing. And with Jesus as Lord, may we discover how we're blessed in all things, so that we too can be a blessing to others. Father, help us today to acknowledge and to practice your desire that we live without partiality. And as we do so, may we lift up Jesus in all things, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.